The following copyrighted recording is an audio term from the Continuous Improvement Companion. It is only available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Registered users may download the MP3 version. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to our presentation on the 8 Disciplines Method of Problem Solving. Let's start out with a brief overview. The 8D methodology is a type of problem solving that is similar to the DMAIC approach utilized by Six Sigma. Of note, 8D is a shortened form of the original name, 8 Disciplines. The 8 Ds are: Step 0, identify the problem. 1. Use a team approach, form an 8D team. 2. Describe the problem. 3. Interim containment. 4. Define the root cause or causes. 5. Develop solutions. 6. Implement the solutions. 7. Prevent recurrence. And finally, number 8, congratulate your team. Well, those are the broad brushstrokes. Now let's dive into a deeper discussion about 8D. My overview of the 8D process may raise the eyebrows of those familiar with the DMAIC problem-solving methodology. Many of the problem-solving steps do, in fact, overlap with the DMAIC process. Describe the problem in 8D aligns with define in the DMAIC methodology. Define the root cause is similar to the analyze step, etc. Problem identification and congratulating the team in the 8D steps are not directly stated in the DMAIC methodology, but rather are implied. The single biggest difference in the two methods seems to be the specific mention of interim containment, building a temporary stopgap into the process, in the 8D methodology. While it is likely done in conjunction with other problem-solving methods, formally mentioning it helps prevent skipping the step. So which is better, DMAIC versus the 8D system? Both are strong methods for solving continuous improvement problems. Both provide a consistent, structured approach, and both provide a common language so project status can be easily communicated throughout an organization. My recommendation is to try both, and then choose the one that works best for you and your personal style. I would encourage you to establish, or follow if it already exists, a corporate standard so the entire organization is using the same approach. That helps prevent confusion. And don't be shy about altering the process steps to suit your needs. Words of warning. Number 1. No matter how good a problem-solving methodology is, it will only work if it is used. Number 2. Teams will not get good at problem-solving unless they are actually allowed to do it. During the learning process, they will make mistakes. Managers need to be ready for this and use the errors as teaching points. And finally, number 3. The 8D process is one of many problem-solving methodologies. Your company will work most effectively if you pick one and stick with it. It can be confusing to have different factions using different tools. Frontline notes. One of the most valuable skills you can develop is the ability to effectively solve problems. Because most people take a haphazard approach to coming up with solutions, the simple fact that you know about a step-by-step problem-solving methodology, such as the 8 disciplines, gives you a significant boost in the eyes of your leadership team. The challenge most people have, though, with developing the skill is that it is paved with mistakes. You don't get good at solving problems without practice. And when you first start practicing, there will be a learning curve. A good way to mitigate this is to find a mentor. This person can help you avoid critical mistakes. A strong mentor won't insulate you from obstacles. Part of the learning process is figuring out how to deal with pitfalls. But what they will do is make sure that the mistakes are in line with your ability to correct them. Communication is also important. When you are stretching yourself as you learn the 8D process, keep your boss in the loop. That way, when you make mistakes, it will not be a big surprise for her. Good bosses recognize that teaching team members is an investment. A few mistakes now in a controlled environment is a small price to pay for turning you into a skilled problem solver for the future. Leader notes. One of the best investments a leader can make in his or her team is developing problem-solving skills. Simply teaching the 8 disciplines will make a marked improvement in your team's ability to deal with issues quickly, efficiently, and effectively. Bear in mind that there will be bumps along the way. Your team will make mistakes, and how you deal with them will go a long way towards determining how committed they will be to taking on the challenge of learning to be an effective problem solver. If they feel like they will be at risk when they take a chance, they will be tentative and reluctant to try. On the other hand, if they see that you will be reasonable and forgiving if they went through the problem-solving process, they will be more likely to internalize the methods. The key is communication. You have to stay in touch with your subordinates who are working outside of their comfort zone. Ask a lot of questions and pay attention when your spider sense starts to tingle. For example, if a team member can't clearly articulate what the problem is, pay attention to your gut. Don't let them move on and start spending resources until they can convince you that they thoroughly understand the issue. Use a combination of scheduled meetings and ad hoc coordination as part of your communication plan. This keeps rookies from getting too far into the 8D process without you checking on them. Next steps. Try out each of the problem-solving methods on the same problem at the same time. Alternate which step you do first along the way. For example, start with 8D during the define phase, but then start with the MAIC during the analyze step. This will let you get a true comparison of the two processes on an even footing. It is some extra work up front, but it will help you make an informed decision about which problem-solving methodology you're going to stick with. And of course, once you decide on which problem-solving methodology you will be using, make sure you actually put it to use. That concludes this audio program of our 8D term from the Continuous Improvement Companion. The preceding program is only available at www.velaction.com. That's VelactionCom. The MP3 version of this audio presentation is only for registered users of our site. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.